Let's get down to business. Taking a look at Wall Street. Dow Jones Industrial Average up 336 to finish at 24,874. S&P 500 Index up 29 at 2,720. NASDAQ Composite up 72 at 7,330. Russell 2000 Small and Mid Caps up 12 at 1,546. Yield on the 10-year Treasury up 2 basis points at 2.88%. Oil up $1.36 at $62.61 per barrel. Gold down $2.80 at $13.2080 per ounce. Stocks started the session in negative territory. First few minutes of trade, the Dow was down about 130 points. Last week, stocks posted heavy losses, with the Dow dropping 3%, notching its fourth straight session loss on Friday. The S&P 500 down 2% last week, and the NASDAQ was down 1.1% for the week, so maybe this was just a little bounce after a rough week. Now, this morning, Trump signaled that his hastily announced tariffs on steel and aluminum might not be implemented, at least for Canada and Mexico, if a fair NAFTA agreement is negotiated. Trump tweeted, "Tariffs on steel and aluminum will only come off if new and fair NAFTA agreement is signed." While Trump has regularly railed about China's trade practices, the impact of the tariffs of 25% on imported steel and 10% on aluminum may be most felt by U.S. allies, the European Union, Canada, and Mexico. House of Representatives Speaker Paul Ryan, whose state of Wisconsin would be hit by proposed European counter-tariffs on Harley-Davidson motorcycles, urged the White House not to push ahead with tariffs. House Republicans tasked with tax and trade are drafting a letter addressed to Trump expressing concerns about the prospect of broad global tariffs on aluminum and steel imports. Caterpillar was the biggest contributor of gains to the Dow today, up 3.2%, Harley-Davidson up 2.4%, and seeing Caterpillar and Harley-Davidson trade higher is a clear indication that Wall Street does not believe tariffs will happen. Ray Dalio, who runs the world's largest hedge fund at Bridgewater Associates, captured this sentiment when he wrote on his LinkedIn page, "I believe that what is happening now is more for political show than for real threatening." Of course, cooler heads might not prevail. Canada and Mexico might reject the idea of reworking NAFTA. And then we could be looking at tariffs and the breakdown of NAFTA. And according to a Washington, D.C.-based economic consulting group, Trade Partnerships, steel and aluminum tariffs would reverberate throughout the U.S. economy in ways that will, on balance, reduce U.S. employment. Study says tariffs would result in a net loss of 146,000 U.S. jobs even before the impact of any retaliatory tariffs from trading partners are figured in. Well, the threat of tariffs is hitting a raw nerve in the energy industry, which has been racing to lay enough pipelines to accommodate booming U.S. oil production. U.S. shale output is set to surge over the next 5 years, stealing market share from OPEC producers and moving the United States, once the world's top oil importer, closer to self-sufficiency. U.S. oil output hit a record late last year, and it's expected to rise by 2.7 million barrels per day to 12.1 million barrels per day by 2023, as growth from shale fields more than offsets declines in conventional supply. Natural gas liquids will add another 1 million barrels per day to U.S. supply, bringing it up to 4.7 million barrels per day by 2023, with total U.S. liquids production set to reach nearly 17 million barrels per day by 2023, up from 13.2 million last year. The International Energy Agency, now forecasts the United States will be by far the world's top oil liquids producer within 5 years. The Institute for Supply Management survey of service-oriented companies fell slightly in February, 1 month after hitting a nearly 13-year high. The ISM non-manufacturing index slipped to 59.5 from 59.9 in January. Numbers over 50% are viewed as positive for the economy. Anything over 55%, well, that's just considered exceptional. At the government's auction of $51 billion in three-month bills today, investors submitted bids for 3.26 times the amount offered. That's the highest bid-to-cover ratio for that maturity since mid-August. Although on the surface, a 1.66% rate doesn't seem all that attractive, it's downright juicy, considering that it's higher than the rates investors are accepting to lend for 5 years to the governments of Switzerland, the Netherlands, Germany, France, Sweden, Spain, Portugal, Italy, the UK, and Japan. U.S. government debt auctions are becoming even more important than usual now that the government is forecast to at least double its debt sales this year to more than $1 trillion. In Europe, the broadest measure of the region's equities halted a four-day slide after a major breakthrough on the path to a German government. Meanwhile, Italian stocks and bonds were the standout losers as anti-establishment political groups surged in Sunday's Italian election. The Italian election result and Germany's move toward a coalition kick off a busy week for macro events. Both the Bank of Japan and European Central Bank will meet to decide on interest rate policy, while China hosts its National People's Congress. Sunday's Italian election is expected to end in a hung parliament, as populist Eurosceptic parties made a better showing than forecast. That's seen as signaling a protracted period of political uncertainty for the Eurozone's fourth biggest economy. In Germany, Social Democrats voted to support a grand coalition government. That means Chancellor Angela Merkel will serve a fourth term, and the country is set to have a government after more than 5 months of uncertainty. Shares of Square rallied on what appears to be old news making the rounds on the internet. The stock's surge may have been prompted by an article from a little-known news site based in Latvia that said Square is possibly testing an integration with Bitcoin. Well, Square CEO Jack Dorsey said in a January 31st tweet that the company is introducing Bitcoin trading for almost all of its users of its Cash app. Anyway, Square shares up almost 9% today. PayPal Holdings also moved higher today after it revealed that the company recently filed for a patent related to Bitcoin. The company's patent filing was for an expedited virtual currency transaction system, and that got flagged by Bitcoin.com. Such a system could potentially speed up Bitcoin transactions and still be anonymous. Shares of PayPal were originally down to start the day after the Wall Street Journal reported that Amazon.com was interested in creating its own product similar to a checking account. PayPal stock was up 84% over the past 12 months. Washington has waded into Broadcom's effort to buy rival chipmaker Qualcomm for $117 billion. America's foreign investment watchdog has told Qualcomm to delay by 30 days its annual shareholder meeting. The agenda includes director elections that could give board control to nominees of Singapore-based Broadcom. It's a surprising twist in an already tangled situation, but it may remove a big unknown from the equation. Broadcom is blaming its target, saying Qualcomm sought a review by the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States and did not tell its shareholders or its suitor. While the committee's latest preemptive move is pretty unusual, it's not illogical. Having decamped to Singapore in search of lower taxes, Broadcom CEO Hock Tan has promised to return his acquisitive $100 billion firm to the U.S. That process could be completed in a few months, but for now, Tan's company is foreign, and it's trying to make a big purchase in an important technology sector. France's AXA will buy Bermuda-based XL Group for $15.3 billion. That's a move that would create a world leader in property and casualty insurance. AXA, Europe's second biggest insurer, offered $57.60 for each XL share. That's a 33% premium to Friday's closing price. XL has already agreed to AXA's offer. Dow Industrials up 336 today to finish at 24,874. S&P 500 up 29 at 2,720. And the NASDAQ up 72 at 7,330. As always, follow along at moneyradio.com, live streaming and archived audio, and the daily blog, eatthebankers.com. Hi, I'm Sinclair Noe for Investment Property Experts. Investment Property Experts is Arizona's only turnkey full-service real estate investment firm. IPX delivers higher earning investment opportunities with 9% returns on single-family properties in the greater Phoenix area and incredible 15% returns on current development projects in the fast-growing vacation destination, Rocky Point, Mexico. You heard that right. Earn up to 15% annual returns. Find out more and get on the road to an earlier retirement through hassle-free turnkey investments earning up to 15%. Dial hashtag 250 on your cell phone and say IPX. Or visit online azipx.com. That's hashtag 250, keyword IPX, or visit online azipx.com. That's azipx.com.